Welcome back to Take On. Today, we're diving into three marketing trends that I foresee being prominent throughout 2025. We'll be covering why brands are dropping the act of perfection and unrealistic claims and instead leaning into protopia marketing, the comeback of long-form content in a world obsessed with quick hits, and how immersive in-person experiences are transforming into powerful catalysts for digital engagement. So let's start with protopia, a shift that's redefining how brands communicate progress. If you're unfamiliar, protopia is the idea that change happens in steady, tangible steps, not through utopian perfection or dystopian panic. And after years of the marketing pendulum swinging between extremes, brands are finally embracing something more honest. On one side, we've had the overly idealistic, brands claiming to be world-saving forces of good, often in ways that feel performative or just completely unrealistic. Like, have you ever seen a sign at an airport that says that they'll be carbon neutral by 2027? Things like that are the perfect example of that overly idealistic marketing. And on the other hand, we have the fear-driven messaging built on crisis and urgency, which pressures consumers to act out of anxiety. Where protopia takes a different approach, it acknowledges imperfection while committing to progress. It's transparent, grounded, and most importantly, believable. So who's leading this shift? Patagonia is not just touting sustainability wins, but openly sharing their challenges too. Everlane is embracing radical transparency in their supply chain and pricing, even when it means admitting their imperfections. And Nike has been shifting their marketing from unattainable athletic perfection to raw in-progress stories of perseverance. And the result is a deeper, more authentic connection with consumers who no longer expect brands to be flawless, but they do expect them to be real. So the main takeaways from this topic of protopia marketing are that consumers don't expect perfection, but they do expect honesty. Protopia marketing makes progress feel possible instead of overwhelming. And owning your flaws as a brand or thought leader builds real trust with your audience. For years, we've been told that attention spans are dwindling and that short, snappy content is the only way to stay relevant. But a conversation I've been having for a couple of years is that I see audiences craving depth again, and I feel like it's really coming to the surface in 2025. But why now? We've been inundated with surface-level content that barely scratches the surface for years, and the result is a hunger for substance. Audiences are seeking deeper narratives, richer insights, and meaningful engagement. And algorithms are adapting. YouTube is now prioritizing longer watch times, Substack newsletters are thriving, and podcasts continue to dominate. So who's leading the charge in long-form content? The three I see are Substack. So writers are bypassing algorithms to cultivate direct, loyal audiences. YouTube creators, in-depth explorations are outperforming fleeting viral clips. And interestingly, a lot of thought leaders that are marketing agency founders, I see creating YouTube channels right now. So that's definitely something to indicate where things are moving. And then as well, podcasts. Long-form conversations hold attention, which fosters real connection. So what does this mean for brands? Invest in thought leadership. Move beyond trends and instead start driving real conversations. Tell real stories, documentary style, behind-the-scenes content. Storytelling really resonates. And prioritize depth over virality. Sustainable engagement comes from real value, not these fleeting viral moments. My takeaway here is that people haven't lost their attention spans, but they've lost their patience for shallow content. Like, I cannot even stand to open Reels or TikTok right now. And I feel like that's because I'm so inundated with it working in the industry. But I suspect that people that are just consuming content for fun, if they don't already feel this way, they will feel this way soon. Platforms that prioritize depth are where trust and engagement are built. So if you want to make a true impact and build a truly loyal audience, don't just skim the surface and instead go deep. And now one of my personal favorite shifts in marketing today is the resurgence of in-person immersive activations designed not just for physical engagement, but for digital dominance. I noticed this being particularly relevant while I was in Dubai. Brands there are transforming physical spaces into high-impact, shareable moments that extend far beyond the event itself. So what's driving this shift? Brands are no longer just hosting events. They're curating interactive pop-ups, experiential installations, and storytelling-driven spaces engineered for organic social amplification. The goal is to turn attendees into content creators. So who's leading the charge with this one? I recently saw one of the founders of Bloom share a LinkedIn post about creating these immersive experiences, but instead of filling the room with influencers, they're focusing on inviting their customers, and I love this. I feel like this is what UGC started as, but now that UGC has become such a pillar similar to influencer relations, it's lost that touch, and now to go beyond UGC, brands are really engaging by inviting their true customer base. Of course, Glossier has always been known for curating pop-ups so meticulously designed that every corner is worth documenting. And Louis Vuitton is blurring the lines between high fashion, technology, and spectacle to create global digital-first moments. If you didn't see them transform a New York building into a stack of trunks during the Christmas season, you'll want to look that one up. If you're wanting to try an in-person activation as a brand, here are some things to keep in mind. Design for shareability. If it isn't visually compelling, it's a missed opportunity. Think about your audience. Brands have been hyper-focused on filling the room with a VIP crowd, but customer events and moments like Severance's Grand Central activation are generating the most buzz these days. And the takeaway here is that in-person activations are back, but the real impact lies in their digital afterlife. The most effective events don't just entertain, but they also create moments, ensuring that the brand's narrative continues long after the last guest leaves. Now for the highlights. Protopia marketing is progress over perfection because people want honesty. Long-form content, the short-form craze, isn't everything, and depth wins when building a loyal audience. Immersive activations, real-world experiences are driving digital reach. If you found value in this episode, please do me a favor and subscribe, share, and leave a review. Thank you for listening.